I didn't know who Six were. Really? I love putting that story up, and it always, like, people love it that when I watch them until all, and it's like,
don't know.
Brad, Chris R,
yeah.
Marcus, and you're like, who? 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 Who?
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
I just had your free Halo Top ice cream.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
Oh my God.
I'm so blessed. Hashtag blessed to have
hashtag
hit, to
blessed.
Have
like
to have a gazillion Halo Tops right now. Barely fitting in my freezer. But I have to say, like, the pops, like, I haven't tried all the flavors, but I've tried Halo Top before and liked it. But the pops, which I just gave you a cookie dough pop that's 50 calories.
Oh my God.
Was so
delicious.
Good.
Like, you know when, like, something just hits the spot and is, like, just enough?
Yeah.
Like, that's all you need. And I love the portion control aspect of a pop, you know?
Yes, me too. That's why I think it's kind of, like, it's harder for me when they're packaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. I would eat the whole pint every single time.
You would eat the whole pint?
Yeah. But the pop makes it so that, you know, I'm good.
Anyway, we all have a sweet tooth. So I definitely need something sweet after every single meal.
I know, even breakfast.
I know. It's really a problem, though, because I try to only have, like, one sweet thing a day.
But then, like, you have breakfast, and then you need something.
No, so my breakfast is usually sweet anyway, because it's, like, strawberries and, like, granola and, like, stuff like that. But then lunch, I need something sweet, so then I do. But then dinner, I'm like, fuck, I had something sweet already today.
I know. I think about that, too.
So what do you do?
So you know what I do?
What's your advice?
Okay, this is my advice. If you have the little pop after lunch or dinner, whichever, the other time you'll have a little piece of dark chocolate, which I feel like you do. And that's totally fine.
Oh. Or, like, I bought, you know, those rice rolls?
Yeah, I know. Mom's obsessed with them. Oh my God.
Oh, no, I'm not obsessed with them.
Oh, my God. She
But, like, yeah, like, change it up. If you have a pop for after your lunch meal, then after your dinner meal, like, I'll have, like, a pop with, like, a little almond butter and, like, change it up. And then it doesn't feel so redundant or bad.
Yeah. It's the way to go.
It's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you should kind of, like, disperse your supply of Halo Top because, like, you haven't given me any.
I offered it to you.
You did, but, like, give it to me.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to go through the flavors and see, like, which I want.
Which one you don't want.
Well, exactly. You think I'm going to give you the chocolate chip cookie dough?
Yeah, why not?
Because I think they're the best. I think I started with the best.
Okay, we'll have to try out all the flavors.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone is well this week and is feeling good and in good spirits and that Mercury's not in, like, retrograde or something, because it is for me.
It's always in retrograde for you.
Or something.
No. Do you know what I read about Mercury in retrograde once? Like, it doesn't make you feel, like, sad. It just makes you feel, like, confused or something. Like, it's not, like, making you go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucks with your, like, balance or something. I don't know.
I think something else is fucking with your balance.
Yeah, like my chemicals in my brain.
Yeah, and also your, like, hormones, because it's that time.
It's not that time. We can't say it's that time before my period, during my period, and after my period.
No, it is always that
time.
First of
all, I've noticed that on this podcast, you come for me. And I feel like my listeners are now noticing that you're bullying and you're being an anti-mental health advocate.
Me?
You.
I'm a social worker.
Every time you mention that I'm crazy.
Wait, hold on.
Every time you mention that I'm crazy, every time you say something about my hormones, every time you mention my period, think about it.
Amanda.
You're creating a bad name for yourself, is what I'm saying.
No. I have a question.
Yeah.
Who's always in support and trying to give you great advice? Always.
My therapist?
No, not your therapist.
My mom?
Are you kidding?
My hubs?
I'm, like, literally better than mom when it comes to that shit.
I mean, you might be better than mom. Mom today, like, oh my God. Okay, this is a good story. My mom calls me the other day and she's like, Arielle talked to me this morning and she called me right in the morning and she never calls me right in the morning. And I got worried, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay.
Wait, she gossiped to you about why asked her to walk to the train with me? Yeah. And oh my God, this lady, I so can't.
She goes, so I got, you know, Arielle never calls me in the morning. Like, she never wants to walk with me in the morning to the subway or whatever. And she's like, and then we walked together. And do you know what she talked to me about? And I was like, no. And I guess I was like, your boyfriend, like, I wasn't sure. And she was like, what's the first thing she talked to you about this morning? And I was like, oh, her weight. And she was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And like, so then I was like, she was like, that you told her what I had said to you. And then I was like, what did you say to her? And she's like, that she has to go check what she's allergic to. And I'm like, how do you talk to, she gives the worst advice. Like, I'm sorry, my mom used to give such good advice. Today, it's like weird shit. Like, no. Arielle comes to me and, you know, every time we like support each other with weight stuff, like, you know, try something different this week, or you're bloated, or you ate MSG yesterday, or like it's probably because you started working out, or we'll give like constructive but sympathetic advice that makes you feel good but also isn't like you're fine, like keep on gaining weight. But literally I'm like, Arielle called my mom this morning, wanted to walk with her, and what her advice was to you was to go, and my mom goes to me, her body is rejecting something.
That's what I was like, going
to
say.
Like, she's allergic to something. And I was like, no, mom. Like, no, mom. Mom, you know that we've struggled with weight our entire lives. Like, it's never been easy for us to maintain a weight. It's never going to be easy for us to. And if we want to be at our thinnest, then we have to like not eat, which we're not willing to do.
We're not willing to do, no.
So we want to eat and we don't believe in starving yourself and we believe in like a healthy, balanced way of living. So we struggle with that and with looking our best and feeling our best. But I can't come to mom and have her offer like stupid advice.
I know. And I feel like for us even, where I was like trying to figure out what's like the best way to go about this week and what we should eat. But I feel like at the end of the day, which is something you just brought up, we really just want to feel our best. Forget about looking your best, because when you look good, then you feel good. But like, we really, I think, want to feel good about ourselves, about what we're wearing, about everything. So I think like that's the main thing. But the one thing I will say is that I did ask mom to walk with me to use her to
vent
about what I was feeling that morning.
I feel like I've never vented to mom about weight, because with me, I feel like she's like thinks I'm on the verge that I could like have an eating disorder. So she always tells me I look good. But it's funny that you, like, I know the certain things to not vent to her. Like, I wouldn't vent to her about like feeling fat.
I know. And I like,
especially to a woman who eats almonds and like still works out.
No, I know it, but I did vent to her, and then she ended up just telling me like, your body's rejecting something. I'm like, mom, like,
what's your body rejecting? Almond yogurt or like
eggs? That's what I asked her. I was like, what? She's like, maybe the vegan cheese. And I'm like, I couldn't.
No.
I was like, it's not like I
eat. Arielle eats vegan cheese and then ice cream.
And like, I also eat like ricotta cheese. I don't know.
With a spoon. But that's balance, you guys. That's balance. We're going to take a quick break, probably eat another ice cream and come right back. Hey guys, you know where you are. Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. Welcome back. We're with my sister Arielle today, co-host till the next guest. Ba-dum-bum.
Until you can like throw me into the garbage.
I can throw you into the garbage and never bring you back.
Oh my God, that's the meanest thing you've ever said. Oh my God,
that sounded like dramatico. Speaking of moving into the garbage and never bringing back, no, I'm just kidding. That was an awful transition. Yes, but I did want to talk about Lily Reinhardt and Cole Sprouse. Wait, what's happening in Hollywood? As individuals, I'm okay with them. And like you guys know, I watched Riverdale until the Gargoyle Kings and whatever weird ass shit. and I was always like kind of annoyed by their relationship because they're dating and they're like, you know, early 20s, heartthrobs, and they're supposed to be living their best life, super into it. But they're like super like, we don't talk about a relationship, and like they're always super private and they've never wanted to confirm it. And like if they got asked at like a public forum about their relationship, they're like, please don't ask us. It was just like super annoying.
One of the interviewers that was going to interview them said that like one of the topics that they are not allowed to bring up is their relationship.
First of all, you guys, let me just show you why Ariel is dumb.
What?
I sent you this article yesterday that Andy Cohen Mark Consuelos on.
Yes, I
who's
remember.
The dad in Riverdale. He had Andy Cohen had Mark Consuelos on, who's Kelly Ripa's husband in real life. And basically one of the questions was that he heard they broke up now, Cole and Lily. So Andy said that he has heard that that's the rumor going around, and that it's weird because in every interview he has done with them, he was given the rule to not ask them about the relationship, which is like, I feel like for the CW annoying, because like it's the thing that you would want to use to promote the show. And instead of them going with the flow and being grateful for the show and being like, okay, use our relationship for it, they're like, no. It's like, who even are you? Who even cares? Like, go with it and like whatever.
And like, what's the point? Like, what's going to happen if you say, yes, we're dating?
So now, that's how they've been throughout their entire relationship. Very secretive, very not wanting to talk about it, very wanting to like be individuals and like blah blah blah. Now
they're like too cool.
They're way too cool. But now came out that they broke up. Like every media outlet ran the story yesterday. And what's so interesting is that today, really in the last hour, they both put up on their Instagram. They did a joint cover for W Magazine, and Lily put up the picture from there, from the cover, and wrote, "Breaking, a reliable source has confirmed that none of you know shit." So cool, you guys, right?
And then Cole put up something more annoying.
And then Cole Sprouse
put up, like, I didn't understand that sentence.
Unprecedented. Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhardt became the flesh of reliable sources to fuel their bashanillion sex cult.
Yeah. Why can't you just fucking speak?
But then, you guys, I read the article, and it's so weird because by their Instagram post, it looks like they didn't break up, right?
Yeah.
Like Lily's saying, none of you know shit.
Right.
But in the article, the guy, the interviewer from W Magazine says that they broke up.
But they're denying that it's true.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of a mixed message here.
I'm
explaining to you what's going on right now.
They put up the W Magazine.
They put up the W Magazine, and the caption seems as if they're debunking the stories that are published that they broke up. But what I'm saying, in the article, the interviewer is saying, I interviewed Cole and Lily about a month ago, but now they were together and now they are uncoupled. That's what he writes in the article. So it's very weird the way this is like played out.
I don't get it.
I know. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. And I don't get it. And I just like don't even get it.
But in the article as well, the interviewer from W Magazine said that the whole point was the joint cover, but they didn't want to be interviewed together. Cole had a separate day of interviewing and Lily had a separate day, and they tried to ask them as to why they wouldn't be interviewed together. They basically said that they, in a very like politically correct, like self-righteous explanation, like that Lily wants to be known for herself and he wants to be known for himself, and they don't want, you know, it to be like,
just give me a second to vomit and I'll be right back.
No, because it's like, you know what? I think that people, you know, should sometimes just be thankful for their platform and for what they're given. And not that I'm saying that, you know, stardom doesn't come with flaws and it doesn't come with negative aspects of like invasion of privacy and blah, blah, blah. But you're on a teenage like cult show. Okay. People are loving, people would like want, die for you to be together. You're together in real life or were up till now or whatever. Then like give it to us. Like don't fucking, you don't have to post pictures every day, but you can just be like, we're together. We're in love. Like hopefully forever. If not, then cool and goodbye.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? Cami Mendes' relationship and Melton isn't like such a huge thing as Lily and Cole.
Right.
Which like why? They're both
first of all, I actually like Cami. I feel like she seems like a cool person and she seems less like with a stick up her ass like Lily and Cole. Like they really think so they're too cool for school.
Right.
It's like Lily, 2 seconds ago you were on like someone's couch in LA trying to make it work. Like you made it. You know, you made it and let the public in.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think but it's not that
even
much that.
Don't even because like don't go out of your way to not let the public in.
And they go out of their way. Like I've seen interviews with them at like Comic-Con where like someone in the audience asked something and they're like, don't answer that. Like, and you know, the fact that Andy Cohen gets, you know, gets told before an interview that he can't ask that. And it's like, oh my God, who do you think you are?
Also,
like
Prince William? Everybody knows, so get over it.
Like everyone knows, but that's what I'm saying. Now you guys, it's super confusing because like I said, every news outlet came out with the fact that they broke up. Then they put up this thing being like, you guys don't know shit. But in the article, which they are promoting themselves, the interviewer says, I interviewed them together, but now they are broken up. So it's like a super weird situation. Anyway, white people problems, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we had the men tell all on The Bachelorette this week.
Bachelor Nation, say what? Oh my God, no way. Oh my God.
Holy shit. Like, I feel like
it was so good.
It was so good. And for the first time, I didn't know who one person was instead of like six.
I didn't know who six were.
Really?
I love putting that story up and it always like people love it that when I watch the men tell all and it's like
don't know.
Brad, Chris R, Marcus, and you're like, who? 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 Who?
I didn't experience that this time. I kind of knew.
No, you probably weren't paying attention.
Did you see Devin trying to get camera time?
I know.
Like, how there's dramatic.
There's always one of those, which like, you know that they get approved by the producer in the back, you know, backstage. The producer's like, do you want to go out and say something? You know, it's just like, so contrived and so dumb. But Luke P got so much fucking airtime. It was almost like
the Luke P show.
You should have given him 10 minutes to explain himself. Not only, like, first of all, they gave him 10 minutes in silences. Like, it took him 10 minutes to answer the questions. He was like, Chris, I need a minute. And he just like sat there and thought.
I felt uncomfortable, like, on my couch in my house. Like, I was like, can you not be silent for
because
1 second?
Because he basically, like,
he didn't know what to say.
If he did the same shit that he did all season, he like apologized, but at the same time, if you asked him if he regrets anything, he said no. And at the same time, if you asked him to explain his actions, he kind of stands behind them, but then he like apologized. So he's a piece of shit. And you just texted me the other day that he's not verified on Instagram. And it's funny because like people with less airtime on The Bachelorette.
John Paul Jones.
Which like, oh my God.
No.
I mean, he's cute, but I mean, what's happening, you guys?
No, but like, he's so funny. I think his whole shtick is like that he's funny and he literally just says it as it is. He's like, I came on super cool, met a bunch of bros. Like, he didn't even like care about Hannah.
And she didn't care that he didn't care.
Yeah.
What else interesting happened?
Hannah like spoke the truth. She was like,
again,
so
about the
hot
sex. Looked good.
She looked so good. And she was like, she just like says the truth. She's like, I'm done being shamed by you. Shut the fuck up and
about
leave.
Luke, yeah. But about like, yeah, I guess like it was really the Luke P show. Like, I don't even think anything else was really talked about.
No. And what's funny is that they brought, because John Paul Jones is interesting, they brought him out to like sit.
Oh, they gave Chris. John Paul Jones the couch.
Yeah. And like, you'd think like, does Mike get the couch? Like,
didn't get the couch?
No, he just spoke to him from the chair for 2 seconds.
Well, Mike's gonna be the Bachelor.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, let's see.
But we also saw, well, you sent me because somehow you got to Hannah's mom's Instagram page.
Wait, I'm telling you, my 11 p.m. stalking sessions
goes deep.
they go, like, clearly, I, like, got to her mom's
so
page.
So she got
somehow.
To her mom, who was showing a picture of shipping out Hannah's car to LA.
Yeah.
She wrote the last thing to leave. My baby's going to LA or something.
She moved to LA.
Which makes people think she picked Pilot Pete, which I don't know who she picked, but he's the only one that lives in California.
I mean, I would really be thrilled if she picked Pilot Pete.
And he's cute because he put up a video on the Mental All. He was like, hey guys, like I'm not at the Mental All. Like I'm, I have to do a flight today, Delta, going to Sacramento. Or like, I'm like, I don't know if I would want to be on your flight. Like I don't, I can't decide.
Oh, because you like don't know how he flies.
He's like a baby.
He's like a baby.
Like and if also you he saw was on him, The Bachelorette, I don't know. Would you want him, you like him to fly you?
I've stalked him enough to know he comes from literally a family of like
pilots.
His dad's a pilot. His brother is a pilot. The dad's dad's was a pilot. Like everyone's a pilot in that family.
Isn't that so such a crazy profession to be a pilot.
It's insane. It's insane. And they really love flying any plane, small planes, like engineless planes. Like
when they went in that fucking baby ass, like
that's what I'm saying. It could be like an engineless
down plane.
Yeah. And he's like, let's go. Yay.
But Hannah was also chill.
Chill. Like, can't tell you. Which brings me to Dini Babies, who I like also send you videos of him, like
Dina Unglord.
Dean Unglord or whatever.
Who's so hot.
But like, he's risking his life every day with the shit that he's doing.
What does he do? Well, tell everyone what he's doing.
So I was like looking at the, sorry, I was like looking at the stuff that he was doing. He's like on rocks on the edge of like dying, climbing them. He's jumping out of planes like it's his job. He's like, this one wasn't as good. Like, let me keep going. It's like,
it's kind of crazy. I mean, there's people are extreme. Like, to me, adventure, like being adventurous is like going out on
to
Friday.
You, being adventurous is like going to Central Park and walking around. Like you can't compare yourself to anybody
so
who's like
dissing
a little
me again.
Adventurous.
You're dissing me again.
Sorry. Oh my God. I'm sorry, but it's true. You're like, to me, adventure is going out. We're talking about people who like adventure, even hiking. But Dini Babies is literally like on the edge of a rock, like 100,000 feet in the air.
No, it's obviously like he's searching for something. Let's be honest.
Yeah. True.
He's really searching for a thrill. And he has like daddy issues. His dad is like a Buddha or something. What's his dad?
Yeah, yeah. And his mom died when he was young.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. It's sad.
Yeah. But he, yeah, the promo for fucking BIP, Bachelor in Paradise, looks fucking crazy. There are so many hot people on it. Dini Babies is on it. Kaylin is on it from Colton season.
Hannah G.
We know Hannah G's on
Blake.
It. Blake is on it. Demi is on it.
With her girlfriend, I think,
apparently
too.
She's like bisexual. Apparently Blake makes out with everyone.
Christina is on it, right?
Who's Christina?
Christina Schulman.
Oh, again.
Again, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Again with Dini Babies?
I feel like I may be wrong.
But apparently in real life, Dini Babies and Kaylin are together. That's the rumor.
Yeah, I saw that rumor. Let's see how long that lasts before he like goes away to Costa Rica or something.
And does something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, the trailer looked insane, like better than The Whole Bachelor.
Better than The Whole Bachelor.
And usually, you know what's weird about Hannah season than the rest? When they show the promos for the final rose, usually they show the men like walking up. They don't show obviously like just the lower half, their suits, and they don't show any of that. They don't show her like her standing, waiting.
Wow, true.
Usually they show like two men and you don't know
her standing, waiting.
There's none of that.
You just see this week. Well, this is airing Tuesday. So on Monday, what episode?
Monday, the season finale starts. They do two parts, Monday and Tuesday.
Oh.
So it's a two-part finale. It's coming. It's like this week.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But yeah, usually they like show and they didn't show. And I'm just like curious to see what happens.
Oh, because it might be another like Colton ending.
Maybe.
Where it's like not real.
Where it's like not real.
Okay, you guys, we'll be right back. Did you see what Stephanie Pratt posted today that I posted?
I went in deep.
You went in deep?
Because I had to search what Heidi did to Lauren. because I forgot.
Okay, so let's start with this and then you'll tell us because I don't remember. But apparently The Hills has been picked up for a second season by MTV, and Stephanie Pratt put up a post today where she wrote that she's back in London. She's happy to be back in London. Basically, some of what she said, I'll read to you, that she's back in London where evil siblings don't exist. Blah, blah, blah. Spencer often screamed that everyone hates me, is fake nice to me, go back to London because no one wants me here. And Heidi, I have no words for how evil you are. You are an awful human being. You're a hideous person. No wonder you don't have one friend. Your nanny doesn't count. You pay her. Justin, Bobby, you were my rock the entire series. I love you and thank you. P.S. Spoiler alert, we never hooked up. Audrina is crazy. Like, you dated this guy 10 years ago. You married someone else, have a child with him, and as if you like Justin, you were dating someone off camera, the guy you went on a blind date with the night after the festival. No one plays a better victim than you. Oh my God, you should actually go into acting. Ugh, and all the months you spent trying to get all the girls against me. I mean, that's Spidey's job. Anyway, you guys, she went off here. I feel kind of bad for Audrina because, like, I haven't watched the last couple episodes of The Hills, but we know that Audrina's, like, been through it. We know she had an abusive baby daddy, that she's a single mom now. So I feel like just saying that she plays the victim is kind of, like, hurtful. And I feel like Stephanie's kind of, like, unhinged right now.
She is. I mean, like, I feel like there is truth to, like, some of what she's saying. I feel like Spencer is and Heidi can not be nice. And when I searched what Heidi did to Lauren when they were best friends, Heidi is the one that, like, put out the rumor that Lauren and Jason made a sex tape. And for Lauren, that was a huge deal. I think she was like 18, 20 at the time.
Wait, was there a sex tape?
There was never a sex tape. I mean, not
so
that.
So why did Heidi put it out?
Because she wanted to get, like, media attention.
For Lauren?
I don't know. Or, like, she was trying to, like, maybe they were fighting, but she put that rumor out. And so everybody was hating on her for that because it was an awful rumor to put out. I think she put it out because it was at the stage of their relationship when they were fighting, not when they were best friends. And she wanted to
make Lauren's life. But why is Stephanie so upset about it?
Because she's saying that Heidi is a miserable, awful person.
Really?
That's, she said that.
No, but I'm saying, like, really just because of the Lauren thing? That's the thing?
No, and I'm
there's
sure because
not, like,
of
a
the
personal thing?
No, I'm sure, and because of what she's done to Stephanie.
What did she do to Stephanie?
I think that there's, like, shit we don't know about.
Oh, I thought you went on a deep dive and searched galore.
No, I can't find that part. I can only find what she did to Lauren.
Oh. Well, everyone seems super fucked up there. Like, I'm sure Spidey are fucked up, and it seems like Stephanie has her own fucking issues. And I can believe the part about Justin Bobby and, like, the romance is kind of not being real, but it may be real to Audrina. Like, we know she was always in love with him, so maybe, like, it was part of the show, but Audrina, like, legit got hurt.
But I think I did read that she is dating somebody off camera. That, like, both her and Justin Bobby were dating people off camera.
Oh, so they just, like, wanted to make it a thing.
So I guess it's producers that wanted to make that a storyline because that's interesting.
I mean, with everything that's been said about The Hills, like, they're getting back for a second season. So I guess it wasn't that bad.
I know. But I just hate that it's all so fake. And it's, like, it's a reality show, but it's really scripted.
And, like, no one's shutting the fuck up. Like, at least, like, if it's scripted, then shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
But they're all, like, saying that it's scripted. So it's like,
yeah,
like, let us at least, like, be in the illusion that it's real.
No, it's all scripted.
In my fave reality show news, Vanderpump Rules, which I can't wait for season 8 and which I hope isn't scripted.
I mean, I'm not really sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
They're all in Vegas right now.
I saw.
And apparently, like I mentioned on last week's podcast, that Katie and Schwartz apparently never handed in their marriage license. They went to Vegas to get that official.
I mean, good for them. And I saw that Lisa Vanderpump went ziplining.
Like she went like, so it's probably being filmed for season 8 because season 8 is being filmed right now. So I'm sure that's just like part of the storyline.
Of course. I mean, not storyline, but like that she has to do it for the show because it's funny to watch her go ziplining.
Oh, Lisa. No, I mean storyline that Katie and Schwartz are getting their marriage license official. The New York City Housewives reunion is on, you guys, and it is Correa.
The real real on The Real Housewives.
You know I'm team Bethany usually, but she's being a big B on this reunion to Tinsley. And I feel kind of bad because Tinsley's dog died. And yes, she did some weird shit. Okay. Tinsley's dog died. And like, she was so upset. She called 911, which apparently you don't call 911. Good to know. Knock on wood. Just scared myself. What I mean is they made fun of her for calling 911. And then she like froze the dog and like thawed the dog. Something like weird so her sister can see the dog because her sister like doesn't live in New York.
Froze and thawed?
Yeah.
No, this doesn't sound right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
She froze and thawed the...
Yeah.
She thawed the dog. She froze it, took it out of the freezer and then let it...
I mean, there's like a thing, a place where they do that, not her by herself.
Okay.
So Bethany was like making fun of her like on the reunion and I felt kind of bad because I don't know if you remember, but Bethany's dog Cookie had like seizures and I think this was like last year and Bethany captured everything on her story. Like she was like, I don't know what to do. Like Cookie's seizing. It was like traumatizing. Like I watched it and the dog ended up dying. But it was a very hard thing to watch. Bethany put everything up on her story. She couldn't make it to the vet in time. She was like out in the Hamptons. So I felt like, yes, the freezing and the thawing that Tinsley did was weird. But on the reunion, Bethany was really trying hard not to laugh and was like, this is so ridiculous and kind of like snide commenting about it. And I didn't really like that just because I feel like there are topics that you should just be sensitive about.
Especially because like you saw how hard it was to lose your dog.
And like how you were like public about it and people could make fun of you and be like, oh my God, do you see how she was, you know, crying? Like it just felt like very out of place. And
yeah,
I just don't know how these women or how on reality shows people, you know, you have to have such tough skin because on reality shows, everyone comes for everyone. Like you're never safe.
No, you're not.
You're never safe.
It's so catty.
It's so catty. And it's like, this one wants the airtime. So she's going to like be a bitch to this one. So they show her more and it's just like, they're already programmed to like say everything in your face and say everything behind your back and like question everything you do and say. And it's like, you know, you see people get like, just torn apart. Like, and you know, Luann, who is a diva and is like aloof and is kind of crazy, but everyone's coming for her because she's like super like, I'm a cabaret star, blah, blah, blah. But she is supposed to be sober by law. And they're all in the reunion being like, we don't think you're sober. And like, we think you're drinking on the side. And she's like telling them like, you guys, like, you know that this can be held in court, like, against me, like, what you're saying. Like, it could be taken into account. And Ramona's like, I don't know. I think you're drinking. I think you're still drinking. And I'm like, these fucking bitches, even if they don't, like, love each other, they're together for, like, 20 years doing this show.
Shut up for Luann. Just shut up.
Like, shut up.
Shut up.
So it's so super catty. And I just... you know, watching it and you try to put yourself in those shoes for a second and say, would I be able to handle this kind of shit?
No.
I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to be nice to me.
No, you wouldn't be able to handle it. It's too much.
You're about to talk shit about me again.
No.
How weak I am.
In a good way.
Mentally.
No.
And emotionally.
No, I think that you're a good person. And so that you wouldn't be able to handle, like, I don't think that you would, like, want camera time if it meant, like, treating somebody not nicely or like talking so much shit about them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It needs to be authentic. But I guess nothing interesting. But the Kardashians don't really like
do like that. Drama. Like the drama for the upcoming season of the Kardashians is like
Courtney and Kim planning North and P's birthday party, and Courtney wants it to be gluten-free, and Kim's like, it's Candyland, like it can't be gluten-free, like that's their drama.
Yeah, and Courtney, yeah, Courtney turning 30, but 40. It's still just as interesting. 40, sorry.
And J-Lo in real life, you guys, turned 50. This bitch is abnormal.
No, she gets better looking every year.
It's like, literally abnormal.
Who can like keep up with this? Like, I don't know what she does, but it's working.
Beyonce is getting real about her weight loss journey. In a new video, she reveals that she was like 175 pounds pre-Coachella, and she did like this 22-day program that she details that's like completely plant-based. Remember when we watched the Coachella movie? And yeah, she was like,
how much does she weigh now?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it said...
Yeah, but she kind of said something bad. She said, I was a woman that felt like my body was not mine. And she said that it's every woman's nightmare to like gain weight, basically. And people are upset about that, obviously.
I mean, yeah, people are upset about that. But like in real time, like we also talk about this where it's like, it sucks to gain weight. It's not like your nightmare, but it sucks to gain weight. And it's really hard to lose it. So it's, I mean, that's an okay thing to say if that's what she felt, but I guess she has like so many people listening to her.
Did you like her as Nala in The Lion King?
Yes, I was a little, actually. No, you know, I really felt like the best one, like you said, was Pumbaa.
Oh, Seth Rogen is Pumbaa, you guys. Literally, it's
perfection.
I legit lulled. Perfection. It was so good.
And I thought like Simba was pretty good. And the dad, Mufasa, was a good voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's Earl K. Jones.
Remember who you are.
Who you are.
Remember.
Earl, what's his name? Earl?
I don't know what his name is.
Remember. Oh, James Earl Jones. Remember. Oh, my God. No, by the way, I looked over in the theater. Or yells like, dancing to Hakuna Matata. It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That was really fun for me.
I didn't, like, literally, it's weird to think how, like, Lion King was appropriate for, like, babies.
It's not.
It's scary.
It is. Sad. And especially, like, watch. This animated version is, like, even scarier. This is, like, meant for, like, 21 and up.
No, I'm not literally. Kidding. Literally. Anyway, what else is new?
What else is new? Can I just say something sad that I just saw?
What?
I saw, and I didn't know this before, that Selma Blair has MS. But she's such a star, and she's like such an inspiration.
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis. And I was just looking, not to be sad, but just like to see her process through it. And she's just like just such an inspiration and such a good person. And I just needed to say that.
I've seen her. I know she has it. And I've seen her on Instagram just be very like outspoken about it, very strong. And that she's like a tough cookie and a little spunky lady.
Yeah, and she's really positive through it all, and she's not letting it get her down. Aww. And I just feel like it's so good to be vocal because she has a voice, and other people experiencing things, you know, can learn from her and stuff. Aww. You know?
That's a nice note to end on.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, you guys. Well, thank you for listening on that note. I love you. I will see you next Tuesday. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And if you are listening right now and are finishing up listening, screenshot that you are, DM it to me, tag me in your story, show me that you're listening, rate and review it, like I said at the beginning of the podcast. Thank you to the Podglomerate Network for producing and editing my show as per usual. Thank you to my co-host Ariel. Thank you to you guys, and I will see you next Tuesday.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.